So I want to talk a little bit about my experience with Dance on Zumba with Haga and Kara Center up to this point. So you actually ran into a little bit of an issue a few weeks ago as a result of some of the activities we planned, wherein some of the members of the service that we worked with found the activities not to be conservative enough. And as a result of their mental illnesses, really struggled, causing us to need to reevaluate the way we were going about this. And I think for this was something that I found very difficult, and I want to talk about learning objective 2, which is undertaking new challenges, and learning objective 4, which is showing perseverance, resilience, and commitment in activities. So I think what was difficult about this problem that arises is that none of us really knew how to move forward. Dance and Zumba was a new service to our school and had never been done before, and so we had no prior precedent to rely upon. And I think what we had to do is we had to really come to a conclusion about what exactly had gone wrong and what exactly we needed to do to fix it. And I think for us, reevaluating all of our actions perhaps was something that was a little bit difficult. However, through talking with some of the service office and being able to kind of collaborate within our group, we were able to overcome this challenge and understand how to move forward from this point. We adjusted the way we ran our sessions and did less of these dancing and the dance section and more of the kind of engagement part, where we were able to form bonds with the members of the service. And I think as a result of this improvement, there was a considerable increase in happiness amongst the members of the service. While some may have missed the dance section, I think a lot of them were more comfortable in engaging with us, which I think illustrates our ability to solve the problem that arose. And I think for me, this shows perseverance and resilience, as despite this. Obstacle that came up in our pursuit of doing service, we were able to maintain our motivation and retain our commitment in order to make sure that what we were doing was still beneficial for the community. We were offered the choice to switch to another service as a result of the incident that occurred. However, none of us in the service really wanted to do that and decided to keep continuing on. And I think as a result of this, we were able to come together as a group and ensure that what we did was beneficial, and we were able to make the appropriate changes so that when we came back after discussing and perhaps reformulating, we were able to have postulated a more cohesive and a more suitable activities. And I think perhaps that is a link to learning objective 3, but I think in which there was some difficulties in executing our initial plans, and as a result we had to respond to change. And I think that illustrates the way in which we all had to develop